I'm Ray Comfort. Today we're going to look at a session entitled How to Get on Fire for God.
Abdi Ray Comfort, urang bade ningal dina hiji judul kumaha ngagedurkeun cenah Allah.
Let's begin by reading from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
Mangga baca kitab Efesus genep ayat 18.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18.
Efesus genep ayat 18.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Dina doa jeung pergumulan, ngadoa setiap waktu di lebet roh nu waspada, dina doa maneh ku permohonan teu eureun-eureun ka kabeh jalma suci.
And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may make my mouth open boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Upami jang abdi supaya ku ka anjeunna mun abdi muka baham dikarunyakeun cariosan anu leres.
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that in this I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Dilayanan salaku utusan anu dipanjara ngadoa, paya nukawani abdi nunjukkan kumaha kuduna abdi nyarios.
The Apostle Paul asked for prayer.
So Paulus nyunkan didoakan.
He said, pray for me.
Doakan abdi.
That I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Supaya wani nyeritakan rahasia Injil.
Then in this I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Kakumaha kuduna nuri caritakan.
As Christians we have tremendous responsibility.
Kalau orang Kristen, orang boga tanggung jawab nu gede.
We're like a doctor with a cure to a terrible disease.
Seperti dokter anu nyagerkan anu pikasianan.
How could we walk past patients who are writhing in agony?
Nah, bisa ngelewatan pasien anu keur nahan ka nyeri?
We have an obligation to reach out and give them the cure.
Kewajiban urang jang nyageurkeun maranehna.
Every 24 hours, 140,000 people die.
Tiap 24 jam, 140,000 maut.
God has granted Christians everlasting life.
Gusti masih hirup nu langgeng jang urang Kristen.
And you and I are to take that light into the shadow of death.
Urang ngabantun sang eta dina bayangan maut.
We're to take the glorious light of the gospel to those who are in the blackness of their ignorance.
Dermawat sang kamulyan Injil kamaranehna nu teu terang.
It's if anyone had an excuse not to evangelize, it was the Apostle Paul.
Nah, ya jalma nu teu kersang injilan eta teh Rasul Paulus.
He was an apostle.
Manehna seorang rasul.
Personal evangelism was above him.
Penginjilan pribadi lain levelna.
But no, he said, pray for me.
Tapi manehna nyarita ngadoa jeung abdi.
Then I open my mouth.
Payawani nyarita.
And speak boldly as I ought.
Kumaha kuduna abdi nyarios.
Now Jesus said, come after me and I'll make you to become fishers of men.
Yesus nyarios datang ka kami, kami anu ngajadikeun maneh panjala manusia.
If we are followers of Jesus Christ, we should be fishing for men.
Urang ngiring ka Yesus Kristus kedahna ngajala manusia.
I was sitting on a plane some time ago.
Abdi nuju calik di pesawat.
A lady sat next to me.
Hiji istri calik caket abdi.
And as I sat there, I thought I should witness to this woman.
Abdi nyarios, hey, kedahna abdi bersaksi ka ieu istri.
But I thought, well, I just preached to 500 people last night. God doesn't expect me to do one-to-one.
Abdi mikir, abdi tos khotbah ka 500 jalmi tadi wengi, Gusti teu ngarepkeun abdi nginjilan ka tiap jalmi.
Then I began thinking, imagine if I was on my way to hell.
Kumamun abdi keur leumpang ka neraka.
And I didn't know it, and this woman was too embarrassed or too proud to speak to me.
Abdi teu terang istri eta isinan atawa sombong pisan.
So I turned to speak to her.
Abdi ngalieuk ka ngonya rios.
And noticed she'd gone to sleep.
Abdi tinggalkeun anjeunna kulem.
Thank you, Lord. So I just turned back and began drinking my orange juice.
Enten abdi malik deui teras nginum jus eh, jus jeruk.
Now, I'm not exaggerating.
Abdi teu ngagedekeun.
But within 5 seconds on a modern jetliner.
Deunepi ka 5 sekon.
The armrest fell off on the seat in front of me and hit me on the foot.
Kanaran leungeun payungna teh murag kana suku.
The tray table fell down and hit me on the knee.
Jarit murag kana tur abdi.
And I choked on a piece of ice.
Tong es nyekek abdi.
The scripture, despise not the chastening of the Lord, came to mind.
Dewan Gusti tong ngareuyan Gustina pikiran teh.
I was reading a book called Pilgrim's Progress at the time.
Bermaca buku Perjalanan Seorang Musafir.
So I threw it at the woman's foot.
Nuri petengken kena suku awewe.
She woke up with a start.
Manena hudang bari ngomong.
I said, "Oh, I'm sorry about that. Have you read this book?"
Kami pun ten ibu perantas maca buku ieu.
She had, and I was able to witness to her.
Manena maca ayeuna abdi nyaksikeun.
She can just thank God I wasn't reading my normal foot breaking Bible.
Mungkin ka Gusti henteu keur maca kitab suci anu bisa motongkeun suku nu normal.
Now listen very closely.
Bandungan jeung regep.
An act of courage isn't necessarily done by those who feel brave when they do it.
Kawani teu perlu dilakukeun mun ngarasa wani waktu ngalakukeunana.
True courage is he who feels fear and yet does it anyway.
Kawani nu sajati asana tina sieun tetep dilakukeun.
Courage isn't the absence of fear.
Kawanian lain teu boga kasieun.
It is the conquering of it.
Tapi ngalehkeun kasieun.
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
Ayo buka hiji Korintus pasal 2 ayat 1.
And we're going to look at 4 qualifications of a witness of Christ.
Bakal kapangi 4 kualifikasi dina saksi Kristus.
4 qualifications to be involved in evangelism.
Kasup dina penginjilan.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1.
Hiji Korintus pasal 2 ayat 1.
Paul says,
Paulus nyarita,
"And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God."
Waktu nepungan teu make basa anu alus, make hikmat pikeun nyaksikeun Allah kasadere.
"For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
Sabab geus mutuskeun teu nyaho nanaon hal maranehna kajaba Yesus Kristus nu disalibkeun.
"And I was with you in weakness."
Pandatang na oge handap asor.
"And fear and much trembling."
Lantaran katidasieuna kunu ngageter.
So there are the 4 qualifications being a witness of Christ.
Aya 4 kualifikasi dina saksi Kristus.
1, you must not have excellency of speech.
Mimiti teu kudu capetang.
2, you must have weakness, fear and much trembling.
Kadua kudu handap asor sieun pisan.
Now notice, it's not ordinary trembling.
Ieu lain sieun pisan nu biasa.
It's much trembling.
Bener-bener ajrih.
Now do you qualify? You have just aligned yourself with Moses.
Yang ngaitkeun diri ka Musa.
Who said, "I cannot speak but a child."
Gusti abdi mah teu capetang teu kapungkur.
With Gideon who couldn't speak.
Jeung Gideon sarua kitu.
With Jeremiah who couldn't speak.
Tudeuy Yeremia.
And with the apostle Paul who said he was with him in weakness and fear and much trembling.
Rasul Paulus mah datang ka kuhandap asor sarta sieun pisan.
But the release to the key or the key to the release of the fear of man,
geumitkeun kasieun ku manusia konsina,
is in verse 2.
Dina ayat 2.
He said, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
Geus mutuskeun keur tunaon-naon di antara maneh kajaba Yesus Kristus disalib.
If you and I will just determine in our heart to be true and faithful witnesses.
Mun urang aya keputusan dina hate keur jadi saksi nu bener sarta satya.
I heard of a barber who heard an equipping evangelist and decided he would then become a true and faithful witness.
Mun tukang cukur nu nginjili ku penginjil berpendidikan mutuskeun rek jadi saksi anu bener.
He said, "I have not had a zeal for the lost."
Abdi teu hayang neangan jalma nu leungit.
He said, "God forgive me."
Gusti hampura abdi.
He said, "I'm going to witness to the next person who comes to my barber shop."
Rek nyaksikeunana nu datang rek dicukur bae.
A man came in with a nice beard.
Asup hiji lalaki nu janggotan.
And a big curly mustache.
Jeung kumisan nu galing gomblok.
And he said, "Take it off."
Omongna pangnyukurankeun.
He says, "Okay," he turned his back to him.
Mangga bari malik.
He said, "This is it."
Ieu.
He sharpened up his cutthroat razor.
Bari ngasah peso cukurna.
And he turned around with his eyes glazed.
Manena malik bari muncereng.
And he said, "Friend, are you ready to die?"
Tobat, siap maut.
Now he lost his customer. But he opened his mouth. A great preacher was once asked, "How do you keep your congregation alive and awake on a hot Sunday afternoon or evening?"
Tukang khotbah kamasyhur nanya, "Kumaha carana supaya jamaah teu nundutan jeung Minggu sore?"
He said, "It's real easy."
Eta mah babari.
He said, "You get your deacons around you."
Panaya deacon.
You throw them a stick each.
Pengoran wai ku kai.
You throw them a sharp knife each.
Oge ku pasosyeker.
Well, you give them the sharp knife. And you say, sharpen those sticks up to a needle point.
Deketan kainya seperti tungtung jarum.
And then you say to your deacons,
diakon tes kita,
prod the preacher. You don't prod the people.
Jalma-jalmana mah ulah.
Yeah, prod the preacher.
Khotbahna ditubles.
But the preacher's got a little bit of... people are going to listen to him. John Wesley said, get on fire for God and people will come to watch you burn.
Wesley ngagedurkan sinu kango Allah. Kerjalma sina nyaksikan saderek kabelum.
The English word enthusiasm comes from two Greek words.
Kecap English enthusiasm asal dua kecap Yunani.
In. Theos.
God. Theos.
Enthusiasm means in God.
Enthusiasm artinya di lebet Allah.
And if you're in God and God is in you, there should be a fire within your bones. Ngancik
di saderek sakuduna sini di tulang-tulang teh.
You and I should have heartburn. God wants to make his ministers a flame of fire. So we're going to look at three principles, three very simple biblical principles to getting on fire for God.
Urang nempot tilu prinsip nu alkitabiah nu sederhana pisan nu ngagedurkeun seuneu kang Allah.
The first principle is in Romans 15 verse 13.
Prinsip nu kahiji aya dina Roma 15 ayat 13.
And you know what?
Naonnya?
You cannot preach this with a jacket on.
Derek mal bisa khotbah make jaket.
Mhm. And you're glad you changed your shirt this month.
Karta nukerkeun kameja bulan ieu.
Romans 15 verse 13.
Roma 15 ayat 13.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Pamugialah sumbering pengharapan minuhan ku suka bunga katengtreman dina iman supaya kekuatan roh suci leber dina pengharapan.
Many years ago we embarked upon my wife and myself making a 30-minute documentary movie.
Mang tahun-tahun libat mimiti nyen film dokumen 30 menit.
It was very expensive.
Mahal kacida.
Now we applied with a trust for a certain amount of finance.
Yenanyen usulan keur meunangkeun sajumlah duit nu kayakinan.
We'd waited for 6 months and I hadn't even heard back.
Geus genep bulan can aya beja deui.
I didn't even know if they'd accepted our application.
Malah teu nyaon na usulan teh geus katarima.
So one Friday afternoon.
Jumaah sore.
I thought to myself, patience has had her perfect work.
Ina pikiran abdi geus sabar.
I'm going to call up and see if we got that money.
Bade ditelepon meunang atawa moal.
So that's what I did.
Eta nu dilakukeun teh.
I picked up the phone.
Terus nyangkut telepon.
And I called through.
Deuk nelepon.
I told him who it was.
Tarek nyawa sah abdi teh.
I said, have we got that money?
Cek abdi meunang teu.
The man says, I'll go and check.
Cek lalaki ke urang pariksa heula.
He went and checked and he came back.
Terus mariksa manehna balik deui.
He says, you've got it. $3,500, it's yours.
Omongna sarerek meunang.
He said, keep it quiet because we haven't released it to the news media yet.
Ulah mere nyawa kasasaha sabab can diumumkeun di media.
I said, okay, thank you very much. I put the phone down.
Telepon disimpan.
And I said,
glory to
God! $3,500! That was being given to me as a gift!
Dibikin secara ibadah.
That's $3,500 bills! Mine! God's! It's God's.
Milik Gusti.
I ran down the church hall.
Abdi lompat ka ulah gereja.
I jumped up on the pews.
Lompatan di bangku-bangku gereja.
I jumped into the air.
Abdi luncat.
And I screamed, I got it.
Ringa gorowok hasil.
Now let's freeze frame.
Yuk orang simpulkan.
And say, what did I have?
Nyarita menang naun.
Didn't have a thing.
Yuk menang naun.
I didn't have any money.
Yuk nyekel duit pisan.
I just had a promise from a man I didn't know.
Abdi boga janji teh jelalakin utawabu.
And I believed the promise.
Saya kana janjina.
And my faith had produced joy.
Mun abdi ngahasilkeun suka bunga.
And the joy had produced a physical energy.
Kabungan geus ngasilkeun kekuatan badan.
I could hardly lift the phone. I was so tired before that call.
Neta bisa ngangkat telepon sampai manten.
For the moment I believed I had energy.
Tapi dina waktu percaya aya kekuatan.
Now God has given us exceeding great and precious promises.
Luar biasa ka abdi nu gede.
We have promise of everlasting life.
Boga janji hirup langgeng.
From the God who cannot lie.
Gusti mah tara ngabohong.
And I believe His promises. Jadi
percaya karena janjinya.
There's a new world coming.
Aya dunia nu anyar nu bakal datang.
No more death.
Gaya maut.
No more disease.
Gaya penyakit.
No more decay.
Gaya kerusakan.
And no more dandruff.
Gaya tetombe.
I'm excited about God's promises. And my faith produces a joy.
Menghasilkan suka bunga.
Just think of this.
Lenyepan.
If I was going to give each of you $1,000 today,
Nabi Masihan $1,000 pa ye,
in 20 minutes,
dina waktu 20 menit,
if you believed, you'd have joy.
Percaya balik ayah suka bunga.
If you didn't believe,
tapi munte percaya,
no joy.
Malah ayah suka bunga.
You liar, don't believe that.
Rek, bohong tu percaya.
No faith, no joy.
Gaya iman malah ayah kabunga.
And if we don't believe God's promises,
munte percaya kajangjalah.
It means we don't think he's worth trusting.
Kurang temikir mantena layak dipercaya.
A young man once came to me.
Iji pemuda nyamperkeun.
He says, Ray, I have trouble believing some of the things in the Bible.
Ray, saya marek percaya karena perkara dina kitab suci teh.
I said, what's your name?
Abi nyarita saja dengan teh.
He said, Tom.
Jawabna Tom.
I said, oh, I don't believe that.
Abi itu percaya.
He said, what?
Jawabna naha.
I said, what's your name?
Saja dengan.
He said, Tom.
Jawabnya Tom.
I said, I don't believe that.
Tapi itu percaya.
I said, where do you live?
Di mana ngancik?
He said, oh, just down the street.
Jawabnya di jalan dekat didinya.
I said, I don't believe that either.
Eta gitu percaya.
He got angry.
Anena ngambek.
His eyes went.
Panono yang mimpi
I said, so, you're getting upset. He says, yeah.
Tapi di mana bingungnya? Jawabnya benar.
I said, I'll tell you why you're getting upset.
Kali berenya naon sabenem bingung.
Because when I won't believe you, it means I think you're a liar.
Waktu itu percaya kemana, pikiran teh mana bohong.
I think you're devious.
Sangkali cik.
You're not worth trusting.
Pantas dipercaya.
I said, if you a mere man get offended when I won't believe you.
Mane ngerasa dibereg dina teu kapercayaan kemana.
How much do you think you offend God when you won't believe His promise?
Mane waktu nyerang Allah teu percaya kana janjina.
Martin Luther said.
Martin Luther nyerita.
He said, what greater insult can there be to God than not believe His promise?
Mane ngerasa Allah teu lantaran ieu teu percaya kana janjina.
And if you're a Christian, you have no joy.
Mun sadere Kristen teu suka bunga.
That means you don't believe these promises.
Mane sadere teu percaya kana janjina.
He that believes not God has made him a liar.
Nu teu percaya ka Allah jadi tukang bohong.
Says, let none of you depart from the living God through an evil heart of unbelief.
Ulapisan papisah ti Allah nu hirup ku alatan hate teu percaya.
Now I've preached a lot in the open air.
Bising khotbah di lapangan bebas.
I've preached to many universities.
Di universitas.
And I'm always hearing people say the Bible's full of mistakes.
Banyak cerita cenah kitab suci teh pinuh ku kasalahan.
And it is.
Tah ye.
The first mistake was when man rejected God. That was a stupid mistake.
Ye kasalahan bodoh.
And it's full of man's mistakes right through it.
Gemblengna kasalahan manusia.
But there are seeming contradictions.
Tapi seperti aya perkara nu paling pang.
For instance, think of this one.
Contohna coba pikir.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Gusti mah teu aya nu mustahil.
Isn't it true?
Nah, ieu teh bener.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Ibrani genep.
Hebrews 6.
Teu aya nu mustahil kang Gusti mah.
It's impossible for God to lie.
Mustahil Gusti ngabohong.
Mistake?
Salah?
No.
Teu.
Let me explain something interesting that will turn your stomach.
Ayo urang ngajelaskeun nu narik nu nyieun ka derek sebab.
It would be impossible for me to eat worms.
Mustahil cacing kudu didahar.
I could not eat worms.
Abdi teu beuki.
It would be impossible.
Ieu mustahil.
I couldn't swallow the things.
Malaya katuluyna.
And yet,
kana jangkit
geus ngadahar. I was watching television many years ago.
Di televisi puluhan tahun ka tukang.
During the news they said we've got 5 minutes to spare.
Waktu ditayangkeun 5 menit deui keur acara ieu.
And live in the studio.
Urang siarkeun langsung di studio.
They had a man sitting at a table.
Aya lalaki nu diuk deukeut meja.
There was a plate.
Aya piring.
A knife and fork.
Aya peso jeung garpu.
Toast.
Roti bakar.
Toast. And the man sat down, he buttered his toast.
Lalaki teh diuk ngoles rotina ku mantega.
Then he got a can of worms.
Tuluy nyokot sakaleng cacing.
And tipped the worms on the toast.
Tendeun dina roti.
Then ladies, he got his knife and fork and cut through the toast.
Terus ibu-ibu ma peso jeung garpu rotina dipotong.
Now these weren't ordinary worms.
Ieu mah lain cacing biasa.
They were big fat.
Cacing gede lintung.
Blood-filled worms.
Jerona getih.
and he bit and chewed.
Cokot dicapek leuwih ti kitu.
But more.
Leuwih ti kitu.
He went.
Terus we didahar ket ket ket.
It's the people that chew this.
You can't see your expression because of your fur. It would be impossible for me to eat worms.
Disanggup abdi mah.
Even though I've seen it done.
Kenajan geus nempo sorangan.
But I need a word like impossible to express how I feel.
Perlu hiji kecap mustahil keur ngajelaskeun perasaan.
It would be so distasteful.
Rasana teungeuna.
So repulsive.
Dikageuleuhan.
I need the strength of the word impossible to express what I mean.
Perlu kakuatan tetap mustahil keur ngabuktikeun anu dimaksud.
And lying is so distasteful to God.
Ngabohong teh kacida rujitna ka ngawala.
The Bible draws on the strength of the word impossible.
Narik kekuatan tina kecap mustahil.
To substantiate what it means.
Ikan ngajelaskan inti nu dimaksud.
And that means you and I can fling ourselves blindfolded backwards into the promises of God.
Nu artina saderek jeung abdi salilana percaya kana janji Allah.
They are an anchor to the soul.
Maranena teh sauh keur jiwa.
They're exceeding great and precious promises.
Maranena teh janji.
By these we're partakers of the divine nature.
Urang nyanda kiji sifat ilahi.
And if we believe the promises of God,
mun urang percaya kana janjina,
which are more to be desired than gold,
nu leuwih ti emas,
than much fine gold,
ti emas murni.
Then we should have joy unspeakable and be full of glory.
Kuduna urang ngabogaan sukabunga anu pinuh ku kamulyan.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing.
Pangarepan anu mere sukabunga sarta katentreman ka alam percaya.
That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mane katalian ku pangarepan ngaliwatan kawasa Roh Suci.
So the first principle,
prinsip nu kaiji,
of getting on fire for God.
Gedurkeun sineuh ka ngawala.
Is to have faith in the promises of God.
Boga iman kana janji Allah.
And the depth of faith that we have will be expressed in the amount of joy that we have.
Jerona iman anu urang bakal diwujudkeun dina sukabunga.
And the joy of the Lord will be our strength.
Pangeran bakal jadi kakuatan.
We should always be abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing our labor is not in vain.
Guna dina ngalakukeun padamelan pangeran pagawean teh teu mubadir.
So let's now turn to Acts 20 verse 24.
Buka Kisah Rasul 20 ayat 24.
The first principle we've looked at is faith produces joy and joy produces physical energy.
Numimiti nu katempo iman ngahasilkeun sukabunga ieu ngahasilkeun kakuatan fisik.
The second principle is the motivating force of love for God.
Prinsip kadua kanya Allah anu ngamotivasi.
Now in Acts 20 verse 24,
Kisah Rasul 20 ayat 24.
The preceding scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit said that Paul was going to be persecuted wherever he went.
Ayat samemehna mere nyaho Roh Suci nyarios sin Paulus bakal ngalaman dianiaya ka mana bae oge.
Bonds and afflictions waited him.
Panyara jeung panganiayaan geus nunggu.
All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Nu hirup saleh dina Yesus Kristus ngalaman dianiaya.
Paul lived godly in Christ Jesus.
Paulus hirup saleh dina Yesus Kristus.
So he suffered persecution.
Anjeuna ngalaman di penganiayaan.
Listen to what he said in verse 24.
Kandungan dina ayat 24.
I'll read the whole verse. But none of these things move me, neither count my life dear to me, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I've received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
Tapi kami tanya kanyawa asal nepi ka panganggesan ngarengsekeun pelayanan anu ditugaskeun ku Gusti Yesus mere kasaksian Injil sih karunia Allah.
What was Paul's attitude to all these sufferings?
Masih ke Paulus kana ka panganiayaan.
He said, that don't move me at all.
Jorna teka pengaruhan.
You see, Paul had a tremendous love for God.
Saderek terang Paulus ngamilik rasa asih anu hebat kang wala.
He had been condemned by the law.
Anjeuna geus dihukum ku hukum Torat.
And saved by the grace of God.
Diselametkeun ku anugerah Allah.
He had seen the cross and all its horror.
Geus ningali salib anu sakitu mata keungna.
He had seen the cross and all its glory.
Sagala kamulyanana.
He understood the depth of God's love for him.
Anjeuna ngarti kana kadeudeuh Allah.
And his perfect love for God cast out all fear.
Kasihna nu sampurna kanggo Allah nyingkakeun borangan.
You see, we love him because he first loved us.
Urang urang miasih ka mantenna lantaran mantenna leuwih tiheula miasih ka urang.
Never look at prosperity as a sign of God's blessing.
Ulah nempo kamakmuran teh berkah Allah.
Because if that's true,
sebab mun kitu ieu bener,
the mafia are very blessed by God.
Mafia pasihan ku Allah.
And many people who are very prosperous,
loba anu baleunghar,
got there by unlawful means.
Hasil ngarempak hukum.
See, if you look on God's blessing as being subject to prosperity and material blessing,
mun pandangan urang sagala kabeungharan yen berkah harta,
if you find yourself in a prison,
mun saderek di jero panyara,
with all your friends forsaken you,
babaturan ngarantep,
as what happened to Paul,
ieu karasa ku Paulus,
you'll think God has forsaken you.
Tek pikiran Allah teh pasti ningali.
Now, the sign to look for God's love is the cross.
Jadi kenempo ka deudeu Allah mah nyaeta ku salib.
God commanded his love toward us, and while we yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Tapi Allah kasihna teh ku Kristus pupus pikeun urang di waktu bogor desa.
And this is what Paul did.
Ieu ku Paulus dilakonan.
He said, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Putra Allah miasih teh ku ngorbankeun dirina pikeun urang.
Perfect love casts out all fear.
Kasih nu sampurna ngaleungitkeun borangan.
Paul had a mature love for God.
Paulus ngamilik kasih nu mantep ka Allah.
And that helped him get rid of his fears.
Eta nulungan ngaleungitkeun borangan.
Many years ago, we were opening a new church building.
Puluhan taun nu kaliwat keur ngaresmikeun gedung gereja nu anyar.
And I was an assistant pastor.
Abdi teh asistenna pendeta.
And during the ceremony, there was a lot of noise in the lobby.
Tu upacara loba anu ngarewos di nu lobby.
So I stood up and said, I'll deal with this.
Abdi nangtung sarta nyarita.
And I walked out of the lobby.
Terus ka lobby.
And there was a guy there even bigger than me.
Aya nu badanna leuwih gede ti abdi.
I mean, he looked big. He had big fluffed up here, big biceps, even bigger than these.
Bener gede bukna pondok, otot lengana gede, leuwih gede ti ieu.
And I mean, he was really angry.
Manehna bener-bener ngambek.
I walked up to him boldly.
Ku abdi di deukeutan.
And said,
sartana nyarita.
Yes!
Aya naon.
He said, get me Maria!
Ngomongna, kadieukeun Maria.
Now, I didn't realize that Maria and him had been living together in an adulterous relationship.
Abdi teh inget yen Maria jeung manehna kumpul kebo, disimpen di luaran panto.
And she had become a Christian, and as fruit of repentance, she got all his clothes and left them at the front door and locked the door.
Maria geus jadi Kristen hasil pertobatanna ngumpulkeun kabeh baju lalakina.
And he was fuming, he was angry.
Lalaki teh gugurutu ngambek.
Maria came out, she was very slight.
Maria keluar langsing pisan.
Just a little thing.
Wanita nu leutik.
As she approached him,
juru nyamperkeun.
He got his big fist and went on the top of her chest.
Tonjok dadana ku lalaki teh.
She hit the deck.
Maria tigubragan lantai.
Me not knowing what I was doing, jump around like that between him and Maria.
Karena kejadian eta terus luncat ke tengahna.
He pulled back his fist to rearrange his face.
Rek nonjok lalaina.
When my wife was 4'11½,
waktu eta pun bojo nu jangkung gede 415 kaki,
said, don't you touch my husband!
Kaurna, ulah dikumahakeun salaki kuring.
He didn't know how to handle that.
Luka kumaha ngewakna.
He just turned around and he thumped the wall.
Manena nguriling sarta nonyok tembok.
And then he just, in frustration, turned to the double doors.
Ukus kasina manena indit ke panto rangkep.
Step through them.
Ngaliwatan.
I slammed the doors, clicked the lock.
Abdi pantona dijablokkeun kuncina dedetkeun.
And saw a little notice on the door.
Aya numerai nyaut di salah-salah panto.
I said, please don't click the lock.
Ulah dedetkeun kuncina.
But the locks click, people on the outside can't get in.
Nu di luar moal asup.
I said, oh, thank God for that.
Cek abdi, puji Gusti Allah.
So I turned to my wife.
Abdi ngararat pun bojo.
Her face was pale.
Raraina pias.
She said, my knees are knocking.
Omongna turna ngadeg-deg.
And so they were.
Sejena oge.
About a foot from the ground, two castanets going brrrr.
Kakaki tina tanu turna disadar brrrr.
And you know what happened?
Naon eta teh?
Her perfect love for me, and can you blame her?
Kasihan sampurna urang bisa ngalepaskeun mantenna.
Had cast out all fear.
Terus ngalengitkeun sorangan.
It was David and Goliath all over again.
Dir Daud jeung Goliath.
And if you and I have a perfect mature love for God,
mun urang mibanda kitu,
We will have fear.
Kurang bakal sieun.
But we'll push it aside.
Kurang bakal disingkirkeun.
Say, if he died for me on the cross. Kami
mantena pupus disalibkeun abdi.
I'll do anything for my God.
Kunaon bae nu ka Gusti.
I will speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Bani nyarita sakuma kuduna nyarita.
So we're looking at three keys to getting on fire for God.
Tempo tilu kunci geus ngagedurkeun sina ka Allah.
The first key
kahiji,
is faith.
Iman.
Faith produces joy, and joy produces physical energy.
Iman ngasilkan sukabunga, terus ngasilkan kekuatan fisik.
The second key is the motivating force of love for God.
Kadua, motivasi kekuatan asih kang Allah.
If we have seen that unspeakable love that God demonstrated on the cross,
orang terang asinu luar biasa hargana nu diwujudkan ku kai palang.
Then we'll love him because he first loved us.
Orang bakal miasina lantaran mantena leuwih dipayun miasi urang.
And it'll be a mature love.
Ieu teh kaasup nu mantep.
That pushes aside our fears.
Anu nyingkahkeun borangan.
Now let's turn to Revelation 20 verse 11.
Buka Wahyu 20 ayat 11.
As we begin to draw this to a close.
Mimiti netenan leuwih deukeut.
The third principle we'll look at is the motivating force of compassion.
Prinsip ketiga motivasi welas asih.
Now we won't read this whole portion of scripture.
Mata sakabeh dawuhan Gusti.
But it's about the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Tapi ieu dintena Gusti nu hebat sarta pikasieuneun.
When a perfect, holy and righteous God.
Waktu Allah nu bener jeung suci.
Manifests his wrath against all unrighteousness.
Mungkin amarana ngalawan kata beneran.
This is what the Bible calls the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Ieu aya dina kitab suci.
God is angry at the wicked every day.
Siwara kanu jarahat saban dinten.
Then shall his fury come up in his face.
Perana baris tembong dina raraina.
And he'll pour the fire of his indignation.
Baris ngabudalkeun seuneu amarahna.
Upon those who have transgressed his law.
Anu geus ngalanggar hukumna.
And verse 15 says.
Ayat 15.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Ngal jalma nu teu ditulis dina kitab kehidupan digebruskeun ka neraka.
Oh, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Pikasieuneun pisan mun urang aya dina cepengan Allah anu hirup.
The Apostle Paul said, "Wherefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men."
Rasul Paulus mun urang nyao anu pikasieuneun ti Pangeran.
If you've got a wrong understanding of God's character and nature, you won't persuade men.
Alam nyasi urang sarta ngarencanakeun usai kanggo kahirupan saderek dina kayakinkeun.
If the gospel you preach is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, you won't seek to persuade men.
Saderek ngarti amarah Allah teh keur nu baroga dosa.
But if you understand the wrath of God abides upon sinners,
mun teu tarobat pasti binasa.
That unless they repent, they'll perish.
Sakali bae saderek terang pikasieuneun ti Gusti.
Once you know the terror of the Lord,
bisa ngayakinkeun batur.
You'll persuade men.
Ulasieun kanu bisa maehan badan.
Jesus said, "Fear not him who can kill your body."
Ieu anu ku mantena anu kawasa maehan jiwa badan sareng ka neraka.
But fear him who can kill your body and cast your soul into hell.
Daurna singkeung ka mantena.
He said, "Fear him."
Urang aya di kota gede.
You're walking through a big city.
Nampo kaleuwur ka ciri bangunan anu gede pisan.
And you look up and you see this huge building.
60 tingkat.
Must be about 60 stories high.
Hiji lift.
They're beginning to test the elevator.
Baris buru-buru diresmikeun.
They must be just going to open it soon.
Tempo lift teh turun.
So you watch the elevator come down.
Dina waktu keur nyaksikeun.
And as you watch, you see to your horror that two little children have crawled into the basement of that elevator.
Kareupeun dua balita ngrondang ka lift.
You think they're going to be crushed.
Cek pikiran dua nana bakal cilaka.
With every ounce of energy you've got, you just run and you go to pull those kids out.
Saderek lompat gancang ngabetot balita tadi.
But as you reach in to grab them,
kakaraoge saderek ngagaramang,
you say to yourself, "Oh, they seem to be enjoying themselves."
Dikate, maranehna saruka pisan.
I better not disturb them.
Tong ditunggu.
Or you say, "I don't even know these kids."
Nama ketuawu.
I can't pull them out.
Ditulus ditarikna.
Now they're ludicrous thoughts.
Kita pikiran lucu.
And yet they're the two reasons most Christians don't witness.
Ieu sababna orang Kristen tara nyaksikeun.
You say, oh, he wouldn't be interested in the gospel because he's too happy. Or, I don't even know that person. If he's happy, if he's enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, if he loves life, he'll want to keep it.
Kulantaran keur senang isi kibung dina dosa sarta ngajaga hirupna.
Happiness isn't the issue.
Masalahna lain perkara kabagjaan.
The happy man will be more interested in everlasting life than the sad man.
Nu bagja mah malah katarik ku hirup langgeng tibatan saradi.
I was very happy before I became a Christian.
Memang jadi Kristen abdi mah bagja pisan.
But I could see that death was awaiting me.
Abdi terang ajal nungguan.
And the guy that led me to Christ kept saying, oh, Ray, comfort a Christian. I don't believe him.
Mawa ka Kristus, ah, Ray, kompor. Jadi Kristen abdi mah teu percaya.
He didn't think I'd be interested because I was happy.
Teu percayaeun abdi katarik lantaran bagja.
I was.
Memang.
The other reason we don't witness to people is because we don't know them.
Alasan teu nyaksikeun lantaran teu wawu.
We should get to know them.
Kudu wawu heula.
Whether they're strangers or they're happy,
nah, maranehna asing atau
the wrath of God abides upon them.
Amara Allah kamaranehna.
They're storing up wrath that'll be revealed on the day of wrath.
Amaranu taya didugikeun dina dinten amarahna.
And we need to pull them to the safety of the Savior.
Urang kudu narik maranehna supaya aman dinu juru selamat.
An elegant lady was being chauffeured through the streets of Paris.
Iji istri nu geulis jalan-jalan di Paris jeung supirna.
In this big, long, black limousine.
Mobilna limusin nu gede, panjang, hideung.
It was so long.
Mobil teh panjang pisan.
The front end arrived 10 minutes before the rear.
Diharep ka tukang 10 menit.
When it stopped outside a theater.
Mobil eureun di hiji teater.
The chauffeur jumped out, did a marathon, came around, opened the door.
Supir kaluar lompat nguriling muka ke panto.
And this woman got out of the door.
Eta istri kaluar.
She was so elegant.
Gelis pisan.
She had a tiara on her head.
Make makuta.
A great white fur coat.
Mantel bulu nu mahal.
Made from genuine polar bear.
Dina bulu biruang kutub asli.
And a big diamond ring.
Cincinna berlian nu gede.
And as she stepped over the ditch.
Waktu lempang dina tanah kotor.
The ring fell off her finger.
Cincinna murag tina leungeuna.
So she got her umbrella.
Mawa payungna.
And went peg, 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 peg.
Nyokot, nyokot, jeung nyokot.
And when she couldn't find it.
Tapi teu kapanggih.
She got on her hands and knees.
Manehna sideuku jeung neangan kuleungeuna.
Until she came up with that precious jewel.
Nepi ka eta inten kapanggih.
And that's what God did for you and I.
Ieu nu ku Allah pidamel ka urang.
He forsook his glory and came to this filthy earth to seek and save that which is lost.
Mantenna ningalkeun kamulyanana lungsur ka dunya anu hina anu nyelametkeun leungit.
And in the book of Malachi we're called precious jewels.
Dina kitab Maleakhi urang disebut intan leungit.
And we're called to follow in his steps.
Sambat jangiring kana jalanna.
Remember once I was preaching to a pile of sinners.
Di hotbah diriung ku jalma anu seueur dosa.
And right in the middle was one of the local pastors.
Tengah aya pendeta anu aya di tempat eta.
So I went alongside. I said, "What are you doing here, Rex?"
Ketan anjeuna tuluy nyarita naon anu dipidamel di dieu, Rex?
He says, "I was drying up among Christians."
Garing di antara nu kurang Kristen.
He says, "I lost my burden for the lost."
Di tengah rasa kaburatan kuja.
He says, "I've come out to hear them curse and swear."
Abdi dongkap jang ngadangu maranehna ngutuk nu.
So I get a concern back in my heart for them.
Abdi ngarasa prihatin.
You see, much of the church lives in a monastery without walls. Who do we fellowship with? Christians, Christians, Christians.
Bersekutu orang Kristen, orang Kristen.
And yet the Bible says,
kita sucinya Rios.
For such an high priest became us who was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and is made higher than the angels.
Sebab iman besaran nu kitu nu diperlukeun teh nu saleh teu codek misalna ti jalma anu loba dosa nu leuwih luhur ti sorga.
Jesus was separate from sinners.
Jesus misah ti jalma anu loba dosa.
And then he walked in our midst and stayed holy.
Tapi anjeuna leumpang di tengah urang jeung.
You see, we should be in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom we shine as lights in the world.
Urang kudu nama aya di antara jalma anu jahat di mana urang bisa nyaangan maranehna di dunya.
In the midst among whom in the world.
Di antara maranehna ka maranehna di dieu dunya.
The word compassion in the English,
kecap compassion di bahasa Inggris,
com means with,
pamana artina ku.
Passi means suffer.
Passi artinya kasiksa.
Now I'm going to close with a very challenging thought.
Dan abdi bakal nutup ku hiji pikiran anu nangtang.
In fact, it's not going to be just a thought. I'm going to speak it.
Buktina ye lain ngan sakadar hiji pikiran.
Because if I think it, you know what I'm thinking.
Ku abdi pikiran sadarek mau terang nanon ku abdi pikiran.
So here is the thought that I was thinking, spoken.
Nyaya nudu ku abdi pikiran.
If you and I were to be given $1,000 for every person we witness to.
Menurang $1,000 jang unggul jalmaan kudu dibere kesaksian.
Would we become more zealous in our evangelism?
Nah, urang bakal sumanget dina penginjilan urang.
Now, I remember I saw that originally in a little evangelical newspaper, just a little advertisement.
Abdi emut ningal dina korban penginjilan ngungan ukur alit.
And I read it.
Ku abdi dibaca.
If I was to be given $1,000 every person I witness to, would it be more zealous?
Mun abdi diberi $1,000 anu setiap nu diberi kesaksian, nah abdi bakal semangat.
So I thought about it deeply for about 0.5 of a second.
Ku abdi direnungkeun.
And said, yes, sir.
Abdi nyarita nuhun, Pak.
You see, this is the usual scenario when I'm sitting on a plane.
Nyayana sakabisa waktu abdi calik dina kapal terbang.
I've got somebody sitting next to me.
Ayano calik kikirin abdi.
Now I like witnessing to people on planes.
Abdi sok bersaksi di jero kapal terbang.
Because if they don't like what I say there's the door, leave.
Maranehna nyarita tersesat. I kantong abdi, ieu panto pangga keluar.
But this is usually what happens.
Nah, ieu anu kejadian.
I say to myself, oh, there's somebody sitting next to me, this is wonderful.
Sorangan. Aya saurang anu diuk kikirin.
For me to live is Christ.
Hirup teh kanggo Kristus.
The reason I'm alive is to share everlasting life with sinners.
Hidup abdi ngabewarakeun hirup langgeng anu baroga dosa.
So I'm going to open my mouth boldly as I ought to speak.
Abdi ngawita nyarita bangun wani.
Because the righteous.
Lantaran jalma bener.
Are as bold as a lion.
Jadi giga singa.
And as I'm waiting there to open my mouth boldly.
Lantara abdi nuju nungguan anu nyarita.
I suddenly hear.
Juga-juga anu ngadangu. Tok 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 tok.
It's my little heart.
Ate abdi leutik.
I'm scared silly.
Ngerasa sieun.
Stop it.
Beureun.
I've got this battle going on in my mind. Will I speak? What will I say? I'm so nervous. I'm scared. What will he do? He'll cut my throat. But if I was going to get $1,000 for speaking to the guy.
Aya peperangan di nuhate abdi na abdi nyarita naon anu bakal diceritakeun. Abdi senewan mane bakal luncat tapi mun menang $1,000 lantaran cerita ieu.
I'd probably turn to him and say.
Abdi bakal ngaliuk tulu nyarita.
Hey you.
Hey saderek.
Don't read when I want to speak to you.
Tong maca waktu abdi nyarita.
Now where you going to spend eternity? Heaven or hell? Quick 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 quick.
Nah terang ka mana saderek milari kalanggengan surga atau neraka?
And I had to say, man, would I be more zealous?
Nah, abdi, tetiasa semangat.
For money than I would be for God.
Jang artos tibata naon anu kanggo Allah.
Would I have more concern for the lost if I was going to be paid $1,000?
Nah, abdi bakal peduli kenangan jalma nu leungit mun dibayar $1,000.
Than just for love of God.
Tibata miasi ka Allah.
Now think about it for a moment.
Pikiran eta.
Could you deal with your fear of man problem for money?
Bisa saderek nyageurkeun nu borangan.
When you can't deal with it for the love of God. If you and I were going to be paid $1,000 for everybody we witness to. We'd probably become involved in 4 a.m. flashlight evangelism. We'd jump up out of bed. 4 o'clock, another day for God. Up with a flashlight.
Kurang bakal udang jam opat, etate kanggo Gusti. Kuman, ku center.
And the calculator.
Atawa kalkulator.
And the Bible.
Atawa kitab suci.
And say, find me a sinner, God, find me a sinner.
Panehankeun, nuboga dosa, Gusti, panehankeun.
One more time.
Sekali deui.
Could you be more zealous for money than you could be for God?
Mana nu beurat ku duit tibatan kanggo Gusti?
Could you be more zealous for the love of money than for the love of God?
Masarerek, lewinya ka duit dibatan ka pangeran.
And you know, I came to a conclusion that I would.
Abdi mah bade.
Not to say, God, forgive me.
Karta hapunten Gusti abdi.
Because you cannot serve God and mammon.
Tetiasa ngaladan Gusti sareng mammon.
So today,
why you?
We have looked at three keys to getting on fire for God.
Kurang 163 kunci kanggo ngengken sene Gusti.
One, faith.
Kahiji iman.
Faith produces joy. Joy produces physical energy.
Iman ngasilkan kabunga terus ngasilkan kekuatan.
The second one is love for God.
Kedua kanyaha ka Gusti.
If we've truly seen the cross.
Mun urang nitenan salib.
We'll love him because he first loved
us.
And that mature, perfect love will cast out all fear.
And
the last and final key we looked at is compassion for others. If we really care about our neighbor, if we love him as ourselves, we'll seek to save that which is lost.
Kurang bakal nyelamatkan sarta nangan ulengit.
We'll cry out to God for the words, for the wisdom.
Kurang bakal nyeros kalah supaya nyarita ku hikmat.
And say, oh God, make me a true and faithful witness.
Gusti jadikan abdi saksi nu bener sarta setia.
Help me to speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Para suwani nyarita sakumaha nu kuduna diceritakeun.
Let's close in prayer there, shall we?
Kurang tutup pina doa.
Father, we pray for those who will view this video.
Rama abdi ngadoa kanggo nu nyaksian video.
And we pray for ourselves.
Kanggo diri abdi.
That we will lift up our eyes.
Abdi bade neutup menjerong.
And look upon the harvest fields.
Ka huma nu geus koneng.
And our hearts will break.
Hate abdi prihatin.
Because we know they're under your wrath.
Maranehanana aya dinu amarah Gusti.
Because we know they're people like you and I.
Maranehanana sami sareng abdi.
With fears,
barorangan,
and pains and desires,
menderita, kahayang.
Oh, help us to reach them.
Tulung Gusti kanggo ngajak maranehanana.
Give us wisdom.
Pasihan abdi hikmat.
Give us the will.
Kahayang.
Help us to be free from the accursed fear of man.
Bebaskan abdi tina sapa kutuk rasa sieunku.
And let us be true and faithful witnesses.
Abdi jadikan saksi nu bener sarta satya.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Dilebet nama Yesus abdi ngadoa.
Amen.
Amin.